going to begin our final availability before today's race. We are joined by the Grand Marshal for today's Ford EcoBoost 400, actor Josh Dallas. Currently plays Ben Stone on the NBC hit drama series Manifest. And today, Josh will give out the four most famous words in motorsports. Drivers, start your engines just before the green flag for today's championship finale. Josh, welcome to Homestead Miami Speedway.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Looking forward to hearing your command. You grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, around horse racing. So how big a fan of you are a NASCAR racer, how familiar are with NASCAR, and what do you hope to experience here today at Homestead?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of racing. You know, when I was growing up, you know, I remember giants like Tom Petty and Dale Earnhardt, and I remember those guys, and I remember, you know, feeling that they were giants, but not really being involved in NASCAR growing up. But now being here, I've turned into a big fan being here now.
Excellent. Is there any particular driver that you're looking forward to meeting today, or have you met? Because I think you were at the driver's meeting.
Yeah, you know what? I'm interested in meeting Truex Jr. You know, I'm kind of pulling for him. I love that story, and I hope he gets it a second time.
Well, as an actor, I'm sure you do a lot of rehearsing, but today you only have four words.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple part. Yeah. Have you thought about how you're going to deliver this command today?
I think I'm just going to go with a feeling. I'm going to try to get the excitement, and I'm going to feel that excitement. I'm going to, you know, I can't wait to hear those engines turn on, so I'm just going to try to feel that and just go with the flow.
Okay, excellent. We're going to open up for questions. We got wireless mics. We'll start in the back with Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I grew up in Shively, so.
Oh, nice.
Lively,
nice
Shively.
To see you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah.
I was going to ask. Were you a car guy growing up? Are you a car guy now?
I mean, yeah, I like cars. I've loved cars growing up. My first car when I was 16 was a Ford Mustang. It was a, you know, stick shift. That's what I learned to drive on. And, you know, I've loved cars ever since.
What do you own now?
Now, you know, I'm a dad. I've got a 4-year-old and 2-year-old, so I have a nice big, I've got a GL550 Mercedes. Yeah. I mean, it's big. I'm talking about the size of it.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, and we have a Volvo. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing that competes here.
Right. Nothing that competes here.
Okay, any other questions?
What do you like about Truex?
I like his story. I like the story. I like the fact that, you know, he boarded that team when he needed it. I don't know if he would say that, but I love that, and I love that this is the last time this team is going to be competing. And I love that he won last year, and I just want to see him do it again.
You said you grew up watching racing. What NASCAR?
No, I mean, I don't think I'm allowed to say it, but, you know, I wasn't far from Indianapolis, so I was up there a lot when I was a kid.
Did you yeah. Go to
oh, yeah, a lot when we were a kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it was, you know, it was all about Andretti back then. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shh, we're not allowed to talk about that.
All right, right over here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan Kickens, Harris on that and PRN. So hey, since you're here from the show, can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up on the show and how you like doing that?
Yeah, kind sure. I mean, it's a show that I love. It's a character that I love playing. You know, our 8th episode is going to show tomorrow night, Monday night, 10 o'clock on NBC, and it's getting crazier and crazier. We're dipping deeper into the mystery of the show and to these complex relationships that these characters have found themselves back in. And Monday night, we're going to see an unlikely alliance between Ben and NSA Director Vance, and they're going to go forward in trying to find where these missing passengers are and what's happening to them so he can protect his son. He's going to continue his journey of repairing his relationship with his wife, so they're going to have a little date night. And then we're going to go into the season finale a week from Monday, where his plans to protect his son are going to backfire in a very, very stratigraphic way, and it's going to yield a result where not everybody's going to come out alive. And his relationship with his wife is going to be pushed to breaking point. So we've got some serious stuff coming on manifest. Yeah, that's what I'm trying. These aren't spoilers. But they're just teases.
Specifically down.
Well, I'm in the show. So that's how I know how to talk about it. So I think we've got some stuff coming on, and I would like to know the answer to the mystery too. But that's what Ben's going to be finding out. Hopefully, 6 years from now. What do I watch right now? Right now, I'm into a show on Showtime called The Affair. I watch that a lot. Oh, no, I'm not there yet. Great. Spoiler. What else? I've got, what else am I watching? I'm actually rewatching my favorite TV show of all time, Breaking Bad, so I'm back into that. So I'm in the third season. I know, I'm real excited about that. Game of Thrones, of course. You know, I'm excited for them when that starts back up in spring. And yeah. All right. So wait, you guys watch all those too? All right. Excellent. Cool.
All right. Well, we'll wrap things up. Josh, thank you for coming in and chatting with us today. We're looking forward to hearing the command, and best of luck with the show.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.